Folks, hello and welcome to Tavern Chat. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. So, I got my HeroQuest box set delivered today on a Sunday from FedEx. I didn't know FedEx worked on Sundays. So, yes, color me surprised. Now, it's not a review on the HeroQuest rules or the HeroQuest box set or whatever they call the version that I got, was the box and then three other boxes of expanded material. This is not a review on that. I haven't had a chance to play it. Probably won't get a chance to play it for a significant amount of time, right? Because you gotta, you're not going to play it online. At least I don't think you are. It would be interesting if there was a way to play this online. But HeroQuest is a board game hybrid with a role-playing game kind of, sort of, because your characters can improve between adventures, between quests, which makes it interesting, right? But what I find more interesting, now, this is the HeroQuest quest book. What a great name for it, right? It's the quest book. And it has the starting quests. And by the way, they tell you if your players don't survive the quest that they come across, that you can change it up for the next time. I don't know if they get full rules on that. I'm still reading through it. But in any case, let's see how well this. Here is a map, and then here is the adventure. And the map takes a page, and the adventure takes a page. And really, do you need more? So now that becomes the question. With the help of Mike Battalato, Bad Mike, I've been putting together a number of pub crawls. And pub crawls are one-sheet adventures, not meant to last hours. They're an hour or two, pretty much like a HeroQuest adventure, right? An hour or two. But they are meant to fill in that time. And one sheet, one page for the map, one page for the room descriptions and whatever, and then, well, one page for the OGL, but the you don't need to print out the OGL, all right? If we script this in PDF, all you need is the map, description of the dungeon, the adventure, and you're ready to go. Now, I love detailed adventures. Don't get me wrong. A nice detailed adventure can last 2, 3, 4 sessions, right? But if you want something that is easily absorbed, ready to run with, why don't we have more one sheets? And I'm not talking about one sheets like the one page dungeon where everything is on literally one fucking page. A page for the map, a page of room script. I think the balance is there to be just enough for what your players need and what you need as a game master. I think HeroQuest is inspirational for that because HeroQuest is like, here you go. One page for the map, one page for the adventure. Figure that shit out. And let's be honest. Your DMs, your game masters, you, if you are a game master, right? Aren't you improving a lot of stuff anyway? Aren't you filling in the gaps? How much detail? There's a point where an adventure becomes so detailed that it doesn't work in your campaign, right? You have to change it. So is it almost better to lessen the details and let the GM fill those in? Therein becomes a bit of a quandary, right? At what point is it too much detail? What point is it too little? And which is better? I personally feel that a bare bones adventure, priced as a bare bones adventure, don't get me wrong, you're not pricing this stuff at $3.95. A small pub crawl adventure should be a buck in PDF, honestly. You know, it should be there so that if you are a DM, GM, and you want to run something quick, you can read it and be ready to run it in 10 minutes, 15 tops, right? And those 10, 15 minutes include you figuring out how you want to customize this for your party. Now, HeroQuest doesn't seem to have, from my quick perusal of the rules, and again, did I drill into them? No, I flipped through them, and then I started reading the quests. So I couldn't even tell you how combat works in it. I wasn't reading it in that in depth. But when you think about it, what's works best for most GMs? Really detailed adventure. And that's great for one-shots. That's great for convention play. But if I'm trying to squeeze a detailed adventure into my ongoing campaign, how much do I have to strip out? How much do I have to change? A simple one sheet or two pages, right? And this is effectively the one sheet, right? It's a map on, if you could print this out, it's a map on one side, it's the details on the other. It's a one sheet. Is a one sheet enough for the majority of GMs? And again, we're not looking at everybody. Because this is not a one-size-fits-all. Maybe not even a one-size-fits-most. It's a one-size-fits-many solution. Is a one-size-fits-many solution of one map, one page, good enough? Return on investment. Is it what many of us need? And now, I'm looking at these HeroQuest adventures, and honestly, most of the adventure, Quest 9, Race Against Time, a guide has led you to an underground maze that is rumored to hold a great secret. He has led you down many dark corridors, and finally you find yourself in a room with three doors. Suddenly the guide puts out his torch, and in darkness you hear him laugh. "Farewell, hero, my heroes," he taunts as he makes his escape. You realize to your horror that it is a trap. You must escape or make it back to the stairway or perish in this dark, forgotten hole. And then the notes for this whole adventure are simply three. It's the room you start in. There are three treasure chests in another room. And then there's a poison chest with elixir of life in yet another. The adversaries you fight are by icons, and they are placed out in these rooms. So, again, how much detail do you need? As a GM, I could take this and I could run with it, and I could have a lot of fun with it at a game store, at a convention. I could run it with Swords and Wizardry. I could run it with Labyrinth Lord, Osric. Why not? Right? You can see what your adversaries are. Excuse me. Holy crap. It's been a long weekend. But why? Why don't we simplify this stuff? Even if simplification in your adventure is a role description saying three orcs, two kobolds, right? Do we need to know the stat block for this? You have the stat block, right, in the rules. Do we need to repeat it in the adventure? I'm just trying to figure out where that line is. How much do we have to give to serve many, if not most, of the GMs out there? Give me your thoughts. Give me your feedback, whether it's in the comments, whether it's a voicemail. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. Really, truly. Because this is important. Ten Crows Tavern and its publishing arm, which really isn't much of a publishing arm, we got things in the works for 2022. And I'd like to hear your feedback to see where we're going to be on this. It has to serve you. If we're not serving you, then we're not doing what we need to do. Folks, as always, we are in the midst of the world of the pandemic. I ask, I beg of you, ignore the talking heads. Make common sense decisions. Protect yourself, your family, your friends, your loved ones. I am not telling you what to do. All right. I am vaccinated because that, for me, was the no-brainer choice with my comorbidities. My son, for the longest time, was not vaccinated. He didn't need it. He's young. He's 28. God bless him. Right? You have to make decisions based upon your risk factors, your health, and a feedback from your medical professionals. So please, that's all I ask. Be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will be back again tomorrow, causing, I am sure, more shite. I don't know what to talk about, but thank you very much. Thank you all for the support, by the way, not just for the channel, but for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Spot on. You are all spot on. Thank you.